You're listening to West Virginia Morning. I'm John Cantese. Governor Earl Ray Tomlin has declared a state of emergency in 44 of West Virginia's 55 counties following the effects of severe weather that swept across the state this week. From water rescues to power outages, mudslides, roadway collapses, and other emergency situations, there are pockets of the state that have been devastated tremendously by this recent string of storms and their effects. Joining us live this morning is Dave Mistich, digital editor here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Dave has been monitoring the situation from our Charleston newsroom, making calls to emergency officials, and also going online through social media. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, John.
So Governor Tomlin has declared a state of emergency in much of the state, and we should point out that's everywhere but the northern and eastern panhandles. Again, that's everywhere excluding the northern and eastern panhandles. This gives us somewhat of a better idea as to where the storm has done the most damage. But with all of that said, what's the latest and where exactly is the worst of it right now?
Well, John, of course, we've been tracking virtually every part of the state that's been affected by this storm. It is, of course, widespread, but the worst of it seems to be in various pockets, from the western part of the state along the Ohio River in Jackson County to the central part as well as southern West Virginia. Greenbrier County has seen homes swept away. Richwood and Nicholas County has been waiting on emergency supplies because the city is impassable and those with supplies can't yet reach a staging area where they can be directed to shelters and others in need. The situation we and everyone else has kept our eyes and ears on the most is in Jackson County, where a male toddler was swept away by swift waters yesterday afternoon just outside of Ravenswood.
Yeah, that is one of the biggest stories to come out of all of this, no question. What can you tell us about that search effort?
Well, I've been in touch with emergency officials there in Jackson County. They've told me that they received a call around 4:25 yesterday afternoon responding to a male toddler who was swept away. Fire departments from Ripley, Ravenswood, and Cottageville have sent out boats. They're also being assisted by local police and state agencies such as the West Virginia Division of Natural Resources, as well as the state police. The search team who's searching the Sandy Creek there, as well as the Ohio River, is just now getting back out there after breaking a bit throughout the night. So we'll be staying on this as it does develop.
Of course, we're all hoping for the best in that situation, and we'll be monitoring that effort in Jackson County as it is ongoing. Dave, what can you tell us about things elsewhere?
As I mentioned, Nicholas County is one of the hardest hit areas. The city of Richwood is deeply flooded, currently impassable, so emergency crews are unable to receive supplies. Roughly 90 residents of a nursing home there had to be evacuated to the Liberty Baptist Church. They're being put up on cots provided by the American Red Cross. Some of them are actually being forced to make use of church pews. One of our reporters, Kara Lofton, was in Richwood overnight and into this morning. She couldn't quite get there by car, but she did make it to a nearby spot and got an escort by state troopers into Richwood. Kara said response efforts are currently stalled because of high water, and some of the heavy equipment they were hoping to make use of this morning that was en route there was trapped in a mudslide. So here's what Kara told me just a couple hours ago about the local response there in Richwood.
They're so tired that it's in the beginning stages of trying to figure it out. I think it's going to be hard to know, again, until the light comes up, you know, what kind of damage it is and how much and what kind of help they will need to take care of it. What is known is that it is extensive. The whole town is devastated by this water and the flooding, and they will need help to remove the mud and to get it back to where it was before.
That was Kara Lofton reporting this morning from Richwood in Nicholas County. Over in Greenbrier County, emergency crews worked throughout the night to try to rescue people and get them to safety. We've heard about water rescues from there as well as all sorts of counties, including many rescues right here in Kanawha County, among others. But Greenbrier's situation has been rather dire. If you take a look online at social media like Facebook, you'll see videos from there of the massive amounts of water moving through and buildings on fire being swept away.
Others from our news team, particularly Roxy Todd, has stayed in close touch with Paula Brown. She's the Deputy Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Management there in Greenbrier County.
We have specialized teams from throughout various counties all throughout the state. We have the National Guard here, and we have DNR, State Police, you know, as well as all local fire departments, law enforcement, and you know, all neighboring county individuals as well that can help.
Brown said rescue efforts were widespread across the county, but it's still difficult to know exactly how many people had been rescued or who was still stranded late into the night.
In trees, in their houses, on top of cars, you name it.
And most of the rescue efforts were being done by boat in Greenbrier County. And before nightfall, helicopters were also being used. Five shelters had opened for evacuated residents.
You know, we can get them the shelters, but the problem is getting with the roadway closures, they can't leave the shelters. So until the water recedes, they're pretty well stuck, but they're being taken care of. So the important thing right now is that we're just trying to get everybody safe.
And that was Paula Brown, Deputy Director for Emergency Management in Greenbrier County, where crews were working overnight to rescue people in Rainell, White Sulphur Springs, and other parts throughout the county. So, Dave, what about other response and relief efforts? Where does that stand?
Sure. In response to the flooding and other emergency situations around the state, local and state officials, as well as volunteer organizations, they're all beginning to mobilize their efforts. They'll be bringing in food and water, as well as any other necessary medical supplies. Jenny Ganaway is the state chair of West Virginia's chapter of Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. She's coordinating disaster relief efforts right here from Charleston.
From what I'm getting now, you know, I think it's probably worse than what we've had in recent years.
Ganaway says efforts are underway to assist with shelters and getting relief to counties in need.
We are getting teams on standby to help with tree removal, muck out homes, doing damage assessments, emotional and spiritual care, and then we're going to have a team that's going to be helping us set up feeding sites.
And Ganaway says it's too early to put any calls out for specific items of need, but disaster relief coordination efforts continue this morning.
So I guess the next question, of course, is whether or not it is going to get worse. And if that is the case, when can we expect it to get better as far as water levels and flooding? What's in store for that situation?
Well, few moments ago with the National Weather Service here in Charleston. Here's what they told us.
Several areas received greater than 4 inches of rain, even up to 7 or 8 inches of rain in certain parts, especially when you get over into the central mountains of West Virginia there. Happened over a large area as well, and the net result was massive flooding.
That's Dave Marlasek with the National Weather Service right here in Charleston. He said in some areas the water is receding, but many areas across the state are still rising and will continue to have issues with flooding and high water.
The main rivers that had the most issues were the Elk River and the Gauley River. Wasn't limited to those main stem rivers. Lots of the area creeks and streams feeding into all the rivers in the generally the central mountainous areas also had problems with flooding. And they continue to do so at this hour.
Okay, so to summarize here, Dave, we should remind listeners that 44 of the state's 55 counties are currently under a state of emergency, and a search continues for the missing toddler in Jackson County after he was swept away by water yesterday afternoon. Response efforts continue across the state, and high waters and flooding will continue in some of the most affected areas. Is there anything else that we need to add?
No, I think you just covered it there, John. I guess the only thing to say at this point is just be sure to stay tuned right here to West Virginia Public Broadcasting and keep your eyes on wvpublic.org for the latest. Also, be sure to keep checking our Facebook page and be sure to follow us on Twitter at @WVPublicNews.
All right. Thanks for joining me, Dave.
Thanks, John.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with all of the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Follow us on Twitter at @WVPublicNews and find us on Facebook, as Dave said. And you can support us at support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting. It does come from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producers, Ashton Mara, our directors, Chuck Enzelevich, and I'm John Cantese.